In Florida's government, everyone knows that the Florida Senate, made up of only 40 members, is the body that attracts the more experienced leadership. The 120 members of the Florida House are frequently thought of as the more scrappy chamber, where you have a lot more of the working people who have not had as much experience in government. Ironically, the Florida Supreme Court just gave an A-plus to the Florida House as opposed to the Florida Senate when it came to the redistricting process. The 120 lines that the House drew for their members was determined to be a very good approach and a sound policy. The 40 lines that the senators drew for themselves turned out to get a non-passing grade, requiring the senators to go back to Tallahassee and start over again and come up with an alternative plan. It's interesting to remember that both chambers are of significant importance and that members should pay attention to who the leadership is in both chambers.